USA News. I'm Jeremy Scott. The new Republican-controlled House calls for President Biden to release the visitor logs of his Delaware home where classified documents were found. House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer demanded the records Friday and sent a request to the White House. He told the New York Post that Americans, quote, need to know who has visited President Biden's Wilmington residence and had access to the stashed classified documents. A House Democrat suggests that those documents may have been planted. Georgia Representative Hank Johnson called the timing of the discovery suspicious.
I'm also aware of the fact that things can be planted on people. Things can be planted in places and then discovered conveniently.
California bracing for another atmospheric river. It's already saturated from a series of torrential rainstorms, and another one is expected to hit the coast today. Powerful rainstorms have caused flooding, mudslides, power outages, and killed more than a dozen people throughout California since late December. California's governor is speaking to the tragedies that have unfolded in parts of his storm-ravaged state and talking about the challenges ahead.
Governor Gavin Newsom told a group in Santa Barbara Friday the storms should not come as such a shock. In fact, he said it's something some people have known about for some time.
These atmospheric rivers, a few years ago, no one heard of an atmospheric river. There was just some scientists down at Scripps saying, hey, you should pay attention to this thing.
He said Californians are resourceful and resilient, noting they also realize a lot of things need to change, including water infrastructure. I'm Ryan Daniels.
At least 9 people have died and more have been injured after tornadoes ripped through Alabama and Georgia. The National Weather Service says it will take several days to complete damage assessments and to confirm the number of tornadoes that have touched down. This is USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to start the year right and keep that warm and cozy feeling going all winter long. Right now is the perfect time to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. That's $30 off and endless variety of gourmet choices from incredible steaks, premium chicken, delicious pork to seafood. There's something for everyone, and every bite is backed by their 100% money-back guarantee. Visit omahasteaks.com today. Enter TREAT at checkout to get $30 off your order. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
Somebody in Maine waking up $1 billion richer. Last night's Mega Millions jackpot was sold in Maine and matched all 6 numbers. The lump sum cash payout is worth over $700 million before taxes. There were also 14 tickets sold that are now worth up to $2 million across multiple states. The CDC and FDA are looking into concerns that the Pfizer COVID vaccine causes strokes in those 65 and older.
The CDC notes that overall, the data suggests it's very unlikely there's a true clinical risk. Dr. Anthony Fauci praising the agency for its openness.
I think the important thing to point out is how transparent and upfront the CDC has been.
The agencies used a safety monitoring system that identified a preliminary signal that they found important to share with the public while they continue to evaluate data. I'm Dave Collins.
We're just hours away now from the kickoff of NFL Wild Card Weekend. Here's Julio Flores.
The Seahawks travel to San Francisco for an NFC West showdown with the 49ers. The Chargers are also on the road playing the Jaguars for the night game. On Sunday, the Dolphins head to Orchard Park to square off against the AFC East rival Buffalo Bills. Meanwhile, the Giants travel to Minnesota to play the Vikings later in the day. The nightcap features an AFC North clash between the Bengals and the Ravens in Cincinnati. And the weekend concludes Monday night when the Cowboys take on the Buccaneers.
I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.